I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order, special session. The date is May the 13th, and the time currently is 10:03 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Mason if he would deliver our morning prayer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pray along with me. Almighty Father God, we come this day and we say thank you again for this morning. Thank you for the breath of life that you have given us. Thank you for the privileges and benefits that you've given our people over these many years, Father. We ask you to be with us as we contemplate and we discuss and we consider the business at hand in front of us during these times that are unforeseen by us, these times that are first time for us to go through this experience, Father, to make decisions for our people and for our people that are out there suffering economically and medically, Father. And we just ask that you be with each and every one of our people, Father, your people. Be with us as we, again, take care of the day in front of us, with the various committees that are ahead of us. Be with our decision makers, our chief, our assistant chief, all of our members of Congress, with our judicial system, all of our people that make decisions for our people, Father God. Just be with each and every one of us. We ask for your divine guidance in our minds and our hearts and in our spirits. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen.
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 Thank you, Congressman Mason. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Oh, bah.
Here. Sorry.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Woman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the executive message from Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. Chief Standing Bear.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the Congress. We are here today in response to a special session proclamation by two-thirds of the members of the Osage Congress to consider important matters of the Congress. There is going to be a discussion or assistance from executive for the projected revenue resolution. We have some information. We're hoping your deliberations and what we here at the executive have been working on will come as close as possible to matching up so as we can plan in this ever-changing environment. The other matters seem to be internal for the Osage Congress, but if there's anything that we can provide to the Congress to assist you in any of the matters on your agenda, please let me know. And thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll relinquish the podium now to you.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bear. Next item on the agenda is the legislative message, and I'll be very brief, but thank you, Chief, Assistant Chief, members of your staff. I would also like to thank the Congress, members of Congress that are here this morning, as we have been called together for this special session. The proclamation is in front of us. The work is in front of us. I'm just going to ask that we be patient and work together through these choices that we're about to contemplate and choices that will have to be made. And decisions don't have to be made today. I'm sure some Some will think that we can, and that's okay, and others need to be thoroughly thought about. And just to remind us that, you know, we do have 10 days, and if we need to extend by 3 days, we can. If we need to recess and have committee meetings, we can also do that. So as a dear friend of mine told me this morning, you know, we get in a hurry, we make mistakes. So we need to be thorough with what we do, even though the volatility of our environment with this COVID-19 has forced us into it's a different time. We all know that. And as Congressman Mason said in his prayer, it's unforeseen and it's uncontrollable. So just ask for the patience and work together, we will get through this. So having said that, again, thank you, Chief, and your staff and the executive branch and the members of Congress for being here. Next item on the agenda, bills and resolutions on first reading. Do we have any bills and resolutions on first reading at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I would like to read in. Let me see my agenda. When do I give me one moment, please? ONCA 2041, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to amend the definition of benefits, to review the compensation of members of Congress in accordance with Article 6 of the Osage Nation Constitution, and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd like to briefly say that this bill was drafted and it has a 10% decrease to the member's salary and a 50% decrease to the annual expense allowance for the speaker and second speaker. It changes the definition of benefits. It adds a severability clause and requests that ONCA 1439 as amended be codified. As you can see from the information, I requested Mr. Gill to draft the bill specific to congressional compensation and changing the definition of benefits. It is not my intention to address the chief, assistant chief, or the judiciary's compensation in this bill. It is my intention for Congress to take measures as a body to lighten our budgetary needs. When you apply simple math, no, I'm not going to read that. Let me see. Okay. So I just wanted to briefly let Congress and the listening audience know what was contained within this bill. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 2019, a resolution to approve fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projections for the Osage Nation with updated revenues to establish budgetary outlays for the grant.
Thank you. ONCA 20-41 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCR 20-19 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Next item on the agenda is motions and notices. Do we have any motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Government operations will meet immediately following session as soon as the clerk can get her things ready.
Thank you, sir. Any other motions and notices?
Mr. Speaker, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
The Select Committee of Inquiry met today at 1 o'clock.
Could everybody please mute their devices if you're not speaking, please?
And just to confirm, Congresswoman Goodfox, I believe, made the announcement that the Select Committee of Inquiry meeting today is from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to notice that the Appropriations Committee will be meeting today from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Hearing none, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second. Walker.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Yes. No. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m.